I was thinking about why so many different religions, like Christian Science, philosophies, yoga, spiritual stuff, all of that, why they go back to the body and healing, even like Silva system of mind control is what it used to be called. Why they all go back to the body. And it really dawned upon me. And I'm sharing this with you because I know some of you are going to resonate with this. Because the body is literally the embodiment of our faith. There are people, we have something called the placebo effect. And the placebo effect is the body's ability to heal itself. And it's the mind activating that. So, Dr. Chris here, Level 3 Coaching. This is today's talk, what the body has to do with everything. There's an amazing book, The Body Keeps the Score. Our bodies hold our traumas and they can be released through the body. I do forms of somatic release therapy using manual techniques, energetic techniques, and acupuncture, depending on the person. And I'll use that to help someone to release stored trauma, in addition to doing talk work during the process. I'll be using coaching, NLP, hypnotherapy, internal family systems, other techniques to incorporate into there to help the person to find what they are releasing, to find that what's stored in the body. So many techniques we do. Focusing is another technique. So many techniques that are done to find and release trauma are done through the body. I see it all day. Illness is caused by stress. And I know we can argue about illness is caused by someone coughing on you. I'm not denying any of that. But look at the people out there. Look at the people that have the heart attack and they'll be eating McDonald's every day, but then they go through a bad divorce or financial situation, and then boom, they get hit with a widowmaker. Or people that have strokes, stuff like that. It's so often, or even our propensity to catch a cold is when we are run down, when we don't sleep enough, or when we're working on our taxes too long, or something like that. It wears down our body. Our body is fully reflective of our reality that's held in our mind. Our body is the closest we come in a lot of those resonances. So you could figure who I am is like throwing that stone in the pond, and the ripples reflect back. The body is the closest thing to showing that reflection. And that's really powerful. The body can't lie, it can only tell the truth. So that's why people that are human lie detectors are looking at body language. They're looking, and body language includes those facial muscles. Body language includes that little tick, the micro expressions, how I'm holding myself, if I'm holding myself in a place of presence, or if I'm holding myself trying to hide something, or if I'm holding myself in fear. The body, and there are people that can train it and diminish it, and there are fantastic actors out there. But it's the body doesn't lie. So there's an applied kinesiology, also called muscle testing, was used by David Hawkins, the author of Power Versus Force, who put together this absolutely phenomenal diagram of levels of consciousness. That's also been used by reality creation. Frederick Dodson uses the muscle testing. I use muscle testing in my practice, both for health diagnosis as well as if someone asks, I can use it to help them to connect to their own inner wisdom. The body doesn't lie. And so, when we're healing, a lot of the healing process involves letting go of stored traumas, letting go of false beliefs, false and limiting beliefs. We let go of that. And what do people tell me? Oh my God, I'm so relaxed. I have never felt this good. I feel lighter. I feel like I'm floating. I feel like a weight has been lifted. These are all words that I hear all the time, because when we begin to let go of these stored traumas, when we let go of our false beliefs, when we let go of what we're holding in the body, and yes, it goes right to the mind, it's the same thing. I will be in meditation, and I'm telling you right now, meditation is not what they told you. Open the doors, let yourself explore beyond sitting in lotus position. I can't sit in lotus position right now. My hips are a little on the tighter side. Probably have some stuff to release. So, meditation, I can do it lying down. I released some stored whatever in my abdomen. My legs came off the bed because of how strong the release was. That was one of my better ones. When I have a release in meditation, I literally, it's like a thought bubble comes up and then pops. I can almost touch what the thought is. I can get a flavor for what it is. And then it's just released. And at the same exact moment, my body, there's a twitch and a release. And stored thought, energy, trauma, beliefs, whatever it is now gone. I'm not saying that's the finish line. That's the starting point, because once that happens, these are all of those words I used are habits or programs. Those are programs in the body. Now comes part two, which is I have to reprogram a better habit. I have to reprogram a better belief. That's where the whole choice part comes in. I choose to make myself better. I choose to grow. I choose to become more invested in myself so I can better serve and better connect with others. I choose growth. And the body really is faith manifest, because you think about it, there are people, and it totally has to do with the level of vibration. Again, we're going back to David Hawkins' power versus force, all this other stuff. Level of vibration is where we are in our consciousness at the higher levels. We're getting those synchronicities, we're getting those connections, we're getting those messages, we're in flow. And the higher the vibration goes, the more powerful our connection to ourself and our creator is, the deeper our faith, the deeper we are touching our reality, the deeper we are in our being. I can't even think of ways in words to convey this. I certainly hope you felt it. We feel this at those magical moments in life, but those could be stretched out longer and longer. And when we're there, you may notice pain is much less, performance is higher, everything in our body is working better. We have trillions of cells in our body. We can debate which ones are human and which ones aren't. The ones in our gut, which our gut, okay, our gut. All these bacterial cells, foreign non-human cells, and all the science shows the gut directly influences the brain, which everyone considers the most who they are. So all of these trillions of cells in our body are in this field called our body. And think about it. When you're feeling like garbage, what is the environment that you're setting for all of your cells? How well do you think they're all operating when you're just, oh. And yeah, I told you this. I'm going to tell you this every time. I've worked through and suffered through depression for most of my life. And I've also seen the other side. So I can tell you, if you're stuck in depression and anxiety, I know what it's like, and it doesn't seem like there's a way out. It seems like I was a different person because I was. Literally, the cells of my body the past few years are living in a different environment. They are happier. I feel better. I think better. I'm more present. I have faith in my creator and in my world. And it's really, really, really powerful. That so the more we can build our connection, build our faith, build our happiness, build our joy, build our presence, build our peace, it becomes a feedback loop where we become better. And the body reflects that. So, in the end, why is that the body? and healing mentioned in so many faiths, because it is the definition of faith. The body is faith manifest. Healing is faith manifest. The placebo effect is proof of it. What we call miracles is proof of it. What we call the nocebo effect, that's the opposite of placebo. And that's like if I give you a glass of water and I tell you that it's fish tank water, you're going to drink it. You know, you drink it and I tell you, you're not going to drink it if I tell you it's fish tank water. Let's say you drink and I'm like, oh God, that was from the fish tank. That wasn't supposed to be drank. You will most likely spend time purging yourself because you will feel absolutely horrible. Now, the water may be pure from a mountain spring, but your mind, your reality, your faith, your belief system is going to take it as being the worst, the absolute worst, and you will make yourself sick. You may even end up in the hospital. That's the power of the mind. The mind can cure, the mind can kill. And there's documented stories of both. So the more we can build our faith, the more our body will reflect it to us. Because that's all that matters. Don't worry about what the world thinks. What you think is what the world will think once your faith is built up. And you build up your faith starting small, starting with the little things. And if you get setbacks, those are only lessons. They're not failures. They're just ways of fine-tuning the growth. So I have links below to my website if you want more information. Also, if you like this video, like and share it. I know this one's a little bit long. I'll try to shorten it up a little, put together a couple of reels so you can just get the highlights. But this is really important stuff to be able to connect to. This is, everyone talks about manifestation. Guess what? Your body is the ultimate manifestation. Your body is the closest thing to you manifesting. And it's right there in front of us at every moment. There is no escaping it. I don't care what these spiritual people say about, oh, you are not your body. Guess what? You're not your body. I agree with them 100%, but guess what else? You got nowhere else to call home while you're in this game. So this body, although it is not me, is the avatar in which I am interacting with this reality. So for all intents and purposes, I am this body, but I am so much more. And no one else is this body. So don't worry about what everyone spiritual says. Spirituality, by the way, and I'm going to make a note to myself, spirituality is escapism in so many different ways. Now, there's a lot of beautiful growth and work, but also because of how powerful it is. And I know this because I'd spent so much time in the spiritual pursuits, trying to escape depression. So it is the ultimate escapism. Oh, the story's not real. Oh, the body's not real. Oh, this isn't real. Well, you know what? It is real because it's a reflection of my consciousness. It's showing me what I am. So really feel into that. Know who you are. Know that this is all you. And there's no escaping that. You can't escape it. Even drugs kicks a can down the road. Suicide doesn't even work. You can't escape a vibration. Because the vibration defines what we are, and it's all our reflection. Anyway, before I go further off, this is Dr. Chris with Level 3 Coaching. It's been an absolute pleasure. I hope you got something out of this. If you have any questions, comments, level3coaching.org. I have the links underneath, Chris at level3coaching.org. You guys have a wonderful day. Love y'all.